This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says American farmers and ranchers are on track for another year of record exports, which builds on the past 5 years of the strongest agricultural trade in history. USDA released its outlook for U.S. agricultural trade Thursday and projects fiscal year 2014 ag exports will reach $149.5 billion, which would be a $6.9 billion increase from previous estimates and a new record for U.S. ag exports. The volume of U.S. ag exports is projected to increase by 31% between fiscal years 2013 and 2014. Vilsack says USDA will continue to focus its efforts on tapping into new markets for what is grown and made in rural America. The first shipment of non-GMO corn from the U.S. to New Zealand happened this month, and Jersey County Grain Company was the one who made the shipment. Jersey County Grain Company General Manager Mike Wellborn gave a closer look into the exchange and how it came to be that this relatively small grain company caught the attention of a New Zealand buyer.
Well, this year the demand for non-GMO corn has been a little lax compared to the previous years, and we've been looking very hard to find more markets for our customers who raise non-GMO corn in this area. And I use a broker that is out in Boulder. My broker works for a company called McDonald Pels. And I kept bugging him about trying to find me some business, finding a customer that wanted some non-GMO corn. And he's got a gentleman that sits next to him that is an Australian. And that man had a friend in New Zealand. And he gave him a call and asked him if he could use any non-GMO corn, and we started working on a deal. So it ultimately led to Jersey County Grain selling non-GMO corn to New Zealand, and from what I understand, it's the very first corn that's been shipped bulk into New Zealand from the United States.
In the past, New Zealand has tried limiting their purchasing of non-GMO corn to countries where growing GMO corn is banned.
And normally, from what I understand, New Zealand normally buys their corn from Europe. Europe doesn't have any GMO corn over there, so they don't really run into any GMO issues as far as buying from Europe. And I actually had an opportunity. The buyer from New Zealand actually came and visited us before we consummated our deal, and he told me that predominantly most of his corn in the past has come from France.
Wellborn also gave some background information on the Jersey County Grain Company.
Jersey County Grain is a two-location grain facility. We have a location in Jerseyville where we have a feed business also with the grain business. And we have a barge loading facility over at Hardin where we load barges that go down to the Gulf and ultimately go for export.
This situation just goes to show that size doesn't necessarily matter. What matters is making sure the buyer is happy.
Well, I just want folks to know that we're a local co-op here, and you know, we're not very big, but we still have the ability to go out there and look for opportunity just like everyone else. So I hope people look this way when they're looking to market their grain.
Wellborn says they're proud to hold the title of first non-GMO corn shipment to New Zealand and hopes this creates the foundation for a solid relationship in the future.
Yeah, well, we're pretty happy about that. And well, it was unloaded May 13th in New Zealand, and we're hoping that they, you know, that they're happy with the product they get. And I hope to see the buyer here back in the U.S. next month.
Again, that was the general manager for the Jersey County Grain Company, Mike Wellborn. Illinois 4-H members will be competing in the first Illinois 4-H Shooting Sports State Shoot on Saturday, May 31st at the Brittany Shooting Park in Bunker Hill. I spoke with University of Illinois Extension 4-H Youth Development for Shooting Sports educator Dan Dawson for more information.
Yes, it is, Angela. This is our first attempt at a state 4-H shoot. It will be held at the Brittany Shooting Sports Facility there in Bunker Hill. Really looking forward to it. We've got 105 kids that have signed up. It's a little bit different, though, from our regular 4-H, any kind of an opportunity. We've made this event for kids that are 14 to 18. And what we've tried to do is simulate what they would have to do when they go to National 4-H Invitational. And the National 4-H Invitational is an extremely competitive opportunity for states to send their state teams for a national event. To give you a little bit of an idea of where we came from, we started in 2009, in the fall of 2009. We were approved by University of Illinois Campus Extension Administration to do this. The program has exploded as far as everybody's expectations. We train volunteer adults to go back to their counties to then establish the 4-H program. And in our fifth year, we've trained over 670 different adults at our weekend trainings between Friday through Sunday. And in this past 4-H year, we had over 3,000 kids taking approximately 4,300 shooting sports projects in either archery, rifle, or shotgun. And we just did add a new discipline to our offerings this year, which is hunting and outdoor skills, which I think is going to be extremely popular for the youth and the adults in the state.
Well, it sounds like this has become an extremely successful program. With its success, how large are you expecting this state shoot to be this weekend?
You know, the thing about this entire program that just befuddles me ever since we started is the passion that we have from our adult volunteers. I sent out one request for volunteers to help with this event. We've had over 70 people that are going to come and be volunteers at this event. With the volunteers, the participants, their families, I think we'll have 500 people there.
Wow, and that's always something when you can get that many volunteers right away. If only that worked for everything you need volunteers for.
Yeah, like I said, the passion these people have, especially the folks that have gone through our certification training, most, I would say 80% of them have a very strong desire to pass on the passion they have in a specific shooting discipline, whether it be .22 rifle or shotgun or compound archery. There's just something there that they really want to share with the youth, and they really get a kick out of it.
And I imagine that safety is going to be the number one priority at an event like this.
Oh, yeah. Youth who participate have gone through extensive training with these adults. In their specific counties, they have to go through that training in order to become qualified at this event, and they are pounded and pounded and pounded with the safety factor.
Well, that's always good. You can never be too safe. Better to be safe than sorry.
Well, you know, our main philosophy in the 4-H program is having the opportunity to teach kids life skills with a caring adult, and you can see this come through in so much evidence that it's really amazing. We just did have our first 4-H member attend an adult training who was a 4-H member when we started this program. So it's kind of come full circle. As far as having a 4-H member, then she has turned around and came back to be trained as a 4-H adult volunteer.
Again, that was University of Illinois Extension 4-H Youth Development Shooting Sports Educator Dan Dawson. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.